Good morning, Anne, and welcome to the Real Health Blog. Thanks for joining us today and sharing your story about your journey with your health. I was wondering if you could start off just telling us a little bit about yourself and where you've come from.
My background is in education. I had many years teaching in the classroom and also had 10 years as a principal of a big school. And more recently, the last sort of 18 years, I've been involved in work for universities in consultancy around leadership and management and assessment, which has involved a lot of travelling. Most weeks I would be away for 2 or 3 nights a week. Alongside all of that, I have always enjoyed a fairly active lifestyle. Water skied with the family, played rep netball when I was younger, did a lot of coaching, and I was always fairly active up until the last probably 3 years. And my business now is an educational consultancy where I work from home and don't do quite as much travelling.
And so over the last 3 years you had a few things start to go on with your health. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
About 3 years ago, I was finding that if I would go water skiing, I would be extremely sore afterwards, which probably isn't that unusual when you don't do a lot of water skiing. I would have quite a lot of pain, not just for a day, but for 2 or 3 days. And I had been seeing an osteopath fairly regularly because the neck and shoulder pain in general from computer work, driving, gardening, I started to find even if I did half an hour of gardening, I would be, my arms and my back would be extremely sore, not just a bit sore, really, really sore, so I'd have to take painkillers. So the periods of the aching worsened so that it seemed like I was always aching. There were sort of periods where I might be getting over something and then I'd be all right for a while. And then it just seemed to morph into I couldn't remember when I hadn't been aching. So I sought some help from a naturopath. I first of all went to the doctor actually, and she sort of said, oh, well, you know, take some anti-inflammatories when you're feeling like that. And I said, well, I don't really want to do that because I think that's really finding out what the problem is. And I kept saying, I think this is really abnormal. I think this is really abnormal, and kept being reassured by the osteopath and also by the doctor that, you know, this is just what happens as you get older. And I also started to really worry about the way I was feeling. And I remember saying to my husband, there's something really wrong with me and no one really knows what it is.
You ended up with a diagnosis of fibromyalgia. How did you end up heading down that path and getting that diagnosis?
I felt as if it was a reasonably long path, but when I've read about other people getting diagnosed with fibromyalgia, mine actually wasn't a long path compared to them. Some people take years. I have a friend who has fibromyalgia, so I knew a little bit about it, and I had Googled fibromyalgia a few times when I was feeling a bit desperate and sort of thought, a lot of that sounds like me. So what I initially did about 2 years ago, we went on holiday to the beach, and I've always loved, you know, boogie boarding, and I found doing that, I was just racked with pain, and I'd always been able to do it, obviously not all year round, but I was in so much pain. So I headed off to a naturopath in Taupo where I live, and I said to her, I feel as if I've got acid all through my body, and she said, if you feel like that, you probably have. Let's do a detox. So I did a 4-week detox, which was, you know, really did assail me. I'd have to say, it was not so hard cutting things out. It was just hard, the effect it had on my system. I had already stopped having caffeine. I was already having a really, really good diet. I was already, you know, keeping off foods that I thought might aggravate, because I was having actually bowel issues as well, having quite a lot of intermittent diarrhoea. So the detox seemed to work, and I was really good after that for about 2 months, and then I seemed to just go back to how I was again. And so I went back to her, and she said, perhaps, you know, we haven't quite sort of done with, we haven't quite cleared out that liver and everything, perhaps we'll do another one. So I did another one, and I actually didn't really improve. And I think she was concerned too when I, you know, didn't really improve. And she said, yes. I said the fibromyalgia word, and she sort of said, well, perhaps, but even if you have a diagnosis of it, it's how you manage it that matters, which was, you know, right. And I got to the stage there where I couldn't even drink a hot cup of peppermint tea. So basically hot water would go straight through me. I'd be on the toilet. And I thought, well, I've obviously got cancer or something horrific. And went to the doctor and cried, actually. And she said, I said, look, there's something really wrong with me. And she said, well, I'll send you to a specialist. I think you might have polymyalgia. And I said to her, well, I don't think I have. I think I've probably got fibromyalgia, but you know, you're the doctor. So I went to a rheumatologist, had to wait a couple of months for that. I was in a real bad way. It was the end of 2015. Went to see him, and he had no hesitation in saying that I definitely had fibromyalgia. But don't worry, I'll give you, I'll put you on Brufen, you know, long-acting ibuprofen, and you take two of those in the morning and two of those at night, go off and live your life. And if you feel a bit better, then you could go off it for a couple of days and see how you go. Which I thought was ridiculous. Yeah, and I, at the same time as I saw him, I had this terrible aching on the insides of my knees, and it was like constant. It didn't matter whether I did exercise or not. By this time, I was too scared to do exercise, really, because I do exercise and I have to go to bed for a couple of days, and that just means a walk for 2Ks, you know. So he said, oh, I think the knee thing, I think you've twisted your knee. But I thought it was odd because it was both knees, and it didn't really resonate with me. But anyway, he's the expert. So I paid $310 for 20 minutes and went away with Brufen and started on Brufen. And, of course, all that did was make the diarrhoea just so much worse so quickly. So about 3 months later, I saw a friend here who's got a beauty therapy clinic here in Taupo, and she said to me, you need to go and see Susan Birch. So that's what I did. I remember my first meeting with you, Sue. I remember that was June. I think it was June last year, so it's about a year now. And I can remember I cried, and I thought I'm being a bit of an idiot. Not that you made me feel like that at all, but I was that desperate. I was actually also doing a lot of reading around fibromyalgia, and I'd read the work of Dr. Ginevra Lipton in Oregon, and I was all set to get on a plane to Oregon because she's got a fibromyalgia institute, and I thought, here's someone who actually believes this stuff, you know, because everyone says, what have you got? What's it called? I've never heard of it. And so I was all ready to go. I was that desperate. I thought, if there's someone somewhere else who can help me, then I'll go there, because this is not living, feeling like this.
No, well, you're treated like it's sort of psychosomatic a lot of the time as well. I came across I started working with fibromyalgia about 15 years ago with my first fibro client, and you know, not only do you suffer from the problem, but you suffer from the lack of healthcare actually understanding it and having any solutions for you.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that when I first saw you, Susan, I felt as if you really understood where I was coming from, which is terribly important when you've got something that other people sort of say, I don't know much about it, and in a dismissive way, or they say, that sounds terrible, but they sort of think you're a bit strange. You didn't make me feel like that. You made me feel that it was genuine, and that you knew other people who had it, and that you could do something. And so what I liked was, you know, your common sense approach, the way you listened, the way you acknowledged that it's hard, and the fact that you said, we test, don't guess. So it made me feel as if really the way that the doctors had operated was a one-size-fits-all approach. You know, you just go and take these anti-inflammatories, and, you know, do some mindfulness stuff, which all stuff that I was already doing, and see how you are. But there was no proper diagnostic criteria other than just looking at me and hearing what I said. And so I felt that the fact that we, you know, did stool analysis, urine analysis to find out what was going on was saying, you know, you might have fibromyalgia, but you'll be different from everyone else. So it was a real individualised approach that I appreciated.
We did lots of testing and then we came up with a plan. And you'd already done a lot of, you know, we were both on the same page because you were already well read, had a lot of information and had already done a lot of what we were going to implement. So how did you find it? What were the results?
I was really, really surprised at how quickly the gut healers worked. Probably when I saw you, Susan, the main presenting stress for me was the bowel, was the diarrhea. I was actually some days think, I don't know what to eat. I'm too scared to eat. I'd been following the FODMAP diet, which is an absolute mission because you have to cut out practically every fruit that I really loved, things I'd eaten all my life. You know, I'd been eating a lot of raw food, you know, that also aggravated it. So probably once you said to me, you know, stay away from raw food while you're like this, start taking the HCL, the betaine HCL plus pepsin, the gut healer, and I went on to the lorazepam, which is monolaurin, which, you know, is also very important for the bowel. So once I got a bit of safety around I can eat food and not be on the toilet straight away, it was so liberating. And I also realised that I'd been actually quite depressed about it because I felt so, you know, sort of liberated when I could actually go somewhere and, you know, like a cafe, being diabolical and what I could do in a cafe before, you know, couldn't eat anything, couldn't even really drink anything. So that was a really quick response alongside the fact that I went on to some B12 and some magnesium as well. And the magnesium, I think, was probably very important to sort of try and address some of the sleep issues.
And some of the chronic pain issues as well.
And some of the chronic, but the chronic pain probably took longer. It took longer for me to feel the benefits of what I was doing to sort of go. It was that suddenly the bowel was, you know, a bit more stable. And I still had pain, but I could, the other thing I think I forgot to say is I went off the Brufen. I think you said to me that will be causing bowel issues. And I was terrified, absolutely terrified of stopping the Brufen because the Brufen was keeping me out of pain in my head. Anyway, I thought it was keeping me out of pain and I thought, well, I'm going to have to be in agony and trying to work. And it was okay. I went off it and I took Panadol when it was bad. I knew I had to get off it. You know, I knew I had to and I just thought it's either this or sit on the toilet for the rest of my life. That was really, really surprising to me and I felt really brave because I'd done that and I didn't have to be dependent on this stuff. And then the magnesium, of course, started to hit, to just ease things a bit. And To be fair, I was taking quite a lot of other supplements. I was taking as many natural anti-inflammatories as I could get my hands on, turmeric. I was taking proflavanol to try and help with that. So, yeah, I had an almost instant improvement, I reckon. And then about 6 months later, I'd think, oh, I don't feel in pain today. You know, oh, I'm not in pain. And it was just a revelation. So that was probably, it's not slow, but in hindsight, it's fast. But at the time, you sort of think that you'll be in pain for the rest of your life.
And you're in a good place now and you're able to start reintroducing some foods and broadening your diet a little bit and really start to reduce some of those supplements that you've been using as well.
I'm just amazed. I had an interesting little hiccup, I suppose. My knees were still causing me problems. And I read a book, again, Dr. Ginevra Lipton, and I'd read the book before a couple of times, but one day I just picked it up. Both the insides of my knees meant that because I have a job where I work in a shop for about 4 or 5 hours on the weekend, and I'm on my feet all the time. And I'd sometimes be hobbling by the end of that, and I thought it was the shoes. I thought it was this. I thought it was that. Anyway, I picked up this book, and it said in it, this writer said, I always knew when I'd had gluten by mistake because my knees were like my gluten sensors. And I thought, oh, God, I've got sore knees. And this is this doctor, this writer, who said she had sore knees because she was on gluten. And I thought, oh, but I don't have gluten. And then I thought, oh, yes, but sometimes I do. I have Vogel's bread now and again, and I have and I'm having gravy mix. And I knew gluten was an inflammatory food. And I'd cut back a lot on sugar, including fruit sugar. But I was having a bit of gluten. So anyway, after reading this, I stopped gluten, absolutely stopped it. And do you know what? My knees have never ached again. As soon as I stopped the gluten completely and was really vigilant about it, the other aching just eased and eased and eased to the point where now, quite a lot of time, I don't even think about whether I'm aching, which means I'm not. Where I am now is I've made quite a lot of changes to my lifestyle. In the last 12 months, I'm no longer doing a long distance travel. I changed my business so that I'm doing a lot of work where people are coming to me at home. I also have regular acupuncture alternated with craniosacral therapy as a maintenance thing. I have worked really hard on my breathing and being aware of how I breathe and what I do when I'm concentrating, which is sort of stop breathing properly and sort of, you know, forget. I'm more mindful about what's going on for my body. And food-wise, I've been able to reintroduce all of the fruits that the FODMAP diet says don't have. And I try to stay gluten-free as far as possible. And I am a little bit more aware of, I think if we're going to do something as a family or my husband and I are going to go for a walk or whatever, I'm a little bit, I don't push myself.
Those are really important changes, and I think to improve our health we need to take a really holistic approach, and it's not just turning up and getting some supplements or just having a nutrition plan. It is incorporating the whole lot together.
So grateful to you, Susan, and for your wisdom and your patience. And also, I could email you. Well, you can't do that with your doctor. You can't just email and say, you know, this is happening. You were there, and that's rare.
Well, thank you. And it's been a real pleasure to work with you, and it's been a real pleasure to see you restore your health.